The German Shepherd won Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show last night, and the head judge said this about all dogs.
Most of all, I want to thank every dog, whether it's a house dog or a show dog, because you make our lives whole.
To all dogs out there, you make our lives whole. It reminds me of the piece The New Yorker just dropped, titled The Wacky and Wonderful World of the Westminster Dog Show. The article reminds us that all dogs today come from wolves. Some 30,000 years ago, Catherine Schultz writes, when wolves first crept near our campfires, eyeing the scraps and bones, we made a tacit bargain, food for them, protection for us. Today, the terms of that relationship are no longer quite as clear or possibly quite as sane. She says we've bred and shaped them to serve every practical purpose, like making dachshunds long and low so they could burrow into badger holes and extract a badger. Sometimes, as the dog's owner pulled its tail to retrieve the dog out of the hole with its prey. It's why dachshunds, they say, have such strong tails, she writes. She also writes about what a beauty pageant dog shows like Westminster are. There's nothing for the dogs to do. They are not judged on intelligence or athletic ability. No one has to catch a frisbee. Nothing, she says, even remotely entertaining happens at Westminster. Imagine, she writes, NASCAR, if the cars just sat there on the track and from time to time the race officials checked under the hood. She is kind to the owners and the handlers, however. And in the end, she talks about why our relationships with dogs are so important, so meaningful. Dogs can take care of us, she writes. Dogs are remarkably tuned to our needs, able to assist disabled people and warn us of impending danger, in part through these acts of attentiveness, but also through their mere presence. They seem to demonstrate two qualities all of us crave, adoration and loyalty. Yet, and this is the biggest point I think she makes, the crucial thing is not that they love us or seem to, but the converse. They give us a way to love the world, our most important bulwark against despair. That makes all of them, not just the St. Bernards or the wiener dogs, I'll add, that makes all of them rescue dogs showing up to save us, no matter how cold or dark or steep or scary it gets out there. So I read that piece yesterday morning before our radio show and before the German Shepherd won at Westminster. And then later that day, Daisy, our dizzy, dappled dachshund, died. She'd been laboring from what we didn't know. Brenda took her to the vet. They had to put her down. Now, we all go through this. Yesterday, I talked to a third grader that day who saw her pet bird die. We almost always outlive these creatures, and we keep coming back for more. And maybe Brenda and I will again. Maybe the next dog will like me. Daisy was a rescue who would never totally be rescued from whatever conditions she endured at some puppy mill before we got her. She always cowered and barked and growled when I came into the room, but she was good to Brenda, who was good to her. And as I told that dog many times, hey, I bought the chicken. And both of us loved that we cared for the dog, that we were putting some kindness to a creature in the world, even if it wasn't so easy for that dog to return the same.
Now, you know what would be funny? I don't know if they can do this, just an idea off the top of my head. Why didn't he put the bloodhound, put on one of those Sherlock Holmes hats and put a little pipe in his mouth? Are they ever allowed to do anything like that, dress up a dog in a funny way?
No, that's not quite what the purpose of these shows is.
But it would, I think it would really get the crowd going. You know what I mean? The Sherlock
Absolutely,
Holmes hat
yes.
with the pipe. I don't know if you could make it look like smoke's coming out of the pipe.
I think that would be a little dangerous.
I'd get a kick out of it.
By the way, here's a postscript to my story of dogs and wiener dogs yesterday. So then last night, I went to a meeting with Susan Kelly and Tom Costello, and we went over the details for our upcoming cruise that we're doing. Brenda and I are hosting a Kelly cruise at the end of this month. And as a sort of little gift, Sue handed me a bag, and it had a serving plate with a big dachshund on it. And she puts her hands to her face like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I can't believe this is what I got you. But I didn't know. I said, well, I didn't know either. And frankly, it'll be a little easier to travel now that for 10 days we don't have to worry about the dog laboring or somebody caring for her. Dave, all go through this.
I'm sorry, John.
Yeah. Well,
I think you and I just had a conversation not long ago about this because we also have an aging dog.
Yeah.
That's hard.
But you do it again, you know. I mean, that's
yeah.
Although there does come a point in your life when you're okay. How old am I? How long is the dog probably going to live?
Well, you're not there yet.
And then you want to project. Do I want to have an old dog when I'm that old? And so that's just a calculation everybody has to make. But I really do think that point in that piece was just so important. That as much as we love the dogs because they love us, the real great thing about the chemistry is that we are loving something, you know, mm-hmm. without reservation. So that's the end of that story. Dog news, this just in. The German Shepherd won Best in Show for the group, but the overall Best in Show winner, the Best in Show, was the ridiculous-looking miniature poodle. My editorial comment there, but if I'm a poodle and I'm running around with that kind of haircut, I'm not sure I'm a happy dog. But why am I saying that? I just said nice things about pets and what they mean to us. By the way, I mentioned to you that our little dizzy dappled dachshund Daisy passed away yesterday. And among the messages, thank you. And you need not send us any more condolences. We only wanted to talk about it so much as to say that we all value our dogs. And it's not just because they love us, but because it gives us something to love in the world. We are putting out good karma when we care for any being. John, so sorry to hear about your loss. We lost our dog 6 months ago today, and we miss her every day. She was a dog that we rescued, but I always tell people she rescued us. Hey, John, I lost my beagle of 13 years, and I cried for 3 weeks, and then I got a new little beagle named Clark. Alan and Samanok, thanks for your note. So sorry, John, as a rescuer of two Newfies and a one-eyed cat. Yeah, there's a special place for you special people who take on some of those pets that nobody else will.